Hi all, I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Natural Therapies, and this is a natural alternative. Welcome. I wanted to give an alternative to mammograms and biopsies, which more and more are showing that there is a potential for creating cancer in people that don't have a risk. So let's go and have a look at the bioresonance scan as well as the risk factors for mammograms and potentially biopsies, because once we've had an intervention in the body, we can create cellular damage that can cause oxidative stress. It can lead to cancer growth. So let's go and have a look firstly at the damage that can happen with mammograms. Now, this is Dr. Jane Ruby, who I've been following for several years. I don't agree with everything she says, but I've heard so many things associated with breast cancer and mammograms that this is one of those things that I agree with. Breast tissue is comprised of delicate structures like ducts, mammary glands, tubules, crushing all of those flat and then radiating through condensed tissues begins the mechanical and chemical damage. So basically, what we're doing is really messing with the ability for our breast tissue to detoxify afterwards as well. So modern mammography equipment uses very low doses of radiation. The radiation dose from a mammogram is equivalent to about 2 months of background radiation for the average woman. Compressing the breast during mammography does not cause breast cancer. That's the little notes from our little Twitter bots. So, of course, they always want to be pro-medical stuff as they do. Now, the problem is that so many of us have the SV40 gene in. So, you would have heard of the SV40 gene. Actually, let me see if I can find some context. Sorry, virus, not gene. So, the SV40 virus is a cancer-promoting segment of DNA. And yes, they're particularly in the Pfizer. So Pfizer has been found naughty and has the SV40 within that. And the reason that's a problem is that oncologists around the world have used the SV40 virus for many years in order to grow cancers. So let's just have a quick listen to this.
Variation in the amount of messenger RNA in it, there's contamination with cDNA. These are little fragments of DNA that come off the manufacturing process. And one of them, Alex, you're not going to believe this, is SV40. SV40 is a known cancer-promoting segment of DNA. And yes, they're in the shots.
I'm not a scientist like you and a famous published person, but I know that mainline news reports that many cancers, I saw federal documents, they estimated 98 million Americans had cancer or related cancer from SV40 contamination in the 50s, 60s, and 70s with live polio. Explain what SV40 or simian virus 40 is and how big a deal it is that you just said, and I've been seeing this in the literature now, that SV40 is in there.
SV40 turns on cancer genes in the human body. To make matters worse, the spike protein, the S2 segment, in a paper from University of Pittsburgh by Singh and colleagues, it impairs the tumor suppressor systems, P53 and BRCA. What I'm telling you is the shots promote cancer through SV40, and they inhibit our ability to fight cancer by suppressing the tumor suppressor system. So now this is looking very bad. Every system is showing cancer rates are up. So that's inarguable. The big question is how much of it is due to the vaccines?
So that was 2 years ago, they knew that. But Dr. Jack Cruise, he put together another connection with the SV40 and breast cancer. So let's go have a look at that. Actually, we can have a look at this one, can't we? Dr. Jane Ruby again. So Pfizer inserted cancer promoter gene SV40 into the COVID shots. Now cancers are exploding. Excess injuries and deaths in 2021 among US military personnel since a rollout of the COVID shots from DMED, Defense Military Epidemiology Database. So the cancers were up in June 2023 by 300%. But yeah,
Me,
that's
Malone,
true.
and McCullough were in this documentary. And in there, I told people that there's two legal definitions, one for the Pfizer jab and another one for BioNTech. I said there's only one reason they would do that, and it's nefarious. The reason I believed is they were going to use one to get through the FDA approval process
but then the other one was going to be what they unleashed on the people. And I had an inkling at the time that the problem is going to be related to SV40. The reason for that ties back to the story that I was telling you before when I walked in the room, is the Qatar event, what happened with the polio vaccine and Jonas Salk in 1951 through 1957. And I happened to know about that in a very circuitous way because of where I did my residency. Did monkey. They use kidney cells that they grew it on, okay? They create Salk's vaccine, and guess who's the first guy to test it? Dr. Ochsner in New Orleans at the Ochsner Medical Foundation. Things that you need to know about Ochsner. He used to be, he was a surgeon. He was very famous for being an anti-cancer guy. He used to tell medical students way back when that if you, this patient has lung cancer, I want you to come and see it because you'll never see another case in your life. That's how rare cancer was in the 1900s to 1920s. 1951, he brings the vaccine into the amphitheater, the surgical amphitheater, calls the entire medical staff of Ochsner. He brings his grandson and grandchild in there, and he injects both of them with the Qatar vaccine. His grandson died in 7 days of polio. His granddaughter gets polio in her leg. She doesn't die. Okay? Everybody who's ever trained in New Orleans knows about this story. Now, Ochsner's the first ever National Cancer Institute doctor. I told you he's the anti-cancer doctor. So after he does this to his grandchildren, he then turns around and tells the industrial military complex, because that's who is developing this, that, look, we need to slow our roll down. We need to get this right. We need to fix the problem. So they casually turn all the science over to a doctor named Dr. Bernice Eddy at the NIH. Dr. Eddy does all this work from 51 through 53, 54. DNA gets discovered. And guess what Dr. Eddy finds out? All the original polio vaccines that Salk came up with were all tainted with SV40. And no one knew it because DNA hadn't been discovered yet. So she tells everybody in the NIH, she tells everybody in the FDA that this has gone on. And what does the industrial military complex do, my friend? They fucking pass the jab out to 300 million people in the world. And they created the whole epidemic of cancer. And guess what? Did the industrial military complex allow Bernice Eddy to tell this story to anybody? No. So guess what Bernice Eddy did? She got canceled before Becker, 25 years before that. What did she do? She gave a talk in, I think it was 1955, at the New York Academy of Sciences. And at the end of the talk, she drops the little nugget that I just dropped to you. That, oh, by the way, all the polio viruses were contaminated with SV40. And this is before COVID, but it's also now explains to you why I didn't trust anybody during COVID. When I saw there was two legal definitions, I knew that Pfizer was going to use the SV40 promoter, but I had no way to prove it, my friend. None. Because, you know, I'm not a molecular biologist anymore. I can't do those things. I'm not doing research. I'm in clinical practice. Mm-hmm. But I knew. I knew what these motherfuckers were capable of. And when I saw that, I was like, okay. Then the 2020 version of Bernice Eddy comes to the scene. This is a guy you really should interview on your podcast. His name is Kevin McKiernan. You know anything about him?
Kevin McKiernan?
Yes.
No, I never heard of him.
You need to write his name down because this guy, to me, is an absolute patriot and hero. And what's happening now that Kevin McKiernan has proven? Kevin McKiernan does the test, takes unopened expired vials and fucking tests and finds SV40 in a jab 50 years after the polio massacre. Do you understand, bro, what's really going on? That the industrial military complex figured out how to taper a Ponzi scheme. You're slowly going to take people out who complied so you don't have to pay them back, bro.
I think I'll make a part two. I might leave it there and I'll make a part two with the alternative to the radiation. So what the radiation in the mammograms does is activates inactive SV40 viruses in our bodies. So what oncologists saw at the beginning of 2020, as the 5G was being rolled out across the world, a lot of oncologists who had people who were quite stable within their cancers, they'd been in remission for a long, long time. All of a sudden, cancers started to return before the COVID vaccines. So before the SV40 was in the Pfizer jabs and potentially other ones, but they've just found it in the Pfizer. So radiation isn't a good thing if SV40 is in the system. They've known since 1951 that radiation actually stimulates the growth of the SV40 and therefore oncogenic potential things growing into cancer from the SV40. So radiation plus SV40 ain't a good idea. Anyway, see you for part two.